It's Next Gen Farmers Day here at the radio station. I am on the phone right now with Susan Judd. The first question, Susan, is you grew up on the farm. You're in farming now. I guess what really has changed and what has remained the same over these years?
I think with the dairy, you know, we grew up, no matter what day it was, the calves had to be fed. So Christmas morning, we were out there before we could open our presents, feeding calves and making sure all the animals were comfortable. I know in dairy specifically, there have been a lot of advancements from the milking side of things, but still a very labor-intensive agriculture practice, that's for sure. And from strawberries, unfortunately, strawberries have stayed pretty well the same for the last 100 years. So we still pick by hand. People who come out to pick your own, they're all picking by hand, and it is on the ground. So from that side of things, it has very much stayed the same. We do see in the industry lots of advancements with tabletops and even with ever-bearing strawberries. So I grew up, we had a 30-day strawberry season, and here at my partner's family farm, Heeman's, just outside of Lynn, we picked strawberries 5 months of the year with our ever-bearing strawberries. So it definitely changes the game there.
I'm curious, at the height of your busiest season, what does a day in the life of Susan Judd look like?
Oh, that's a great question. So usually when it's the busiest is when we're in kind of our biggest peak June pick. And that looks pretty chaotic only because we have pickers out picking for our retail market. We operate a retail space here in our greenhouse as well as a drive-through since COVID, so we can actually have people drive through and not have to get out of their vehicles. And we have our pick-your-own operating. So on a typical day, I'm just making sure everybody's in the right spots and making sure we have enough staff for all of them, checking the quality of the fruit, making sure we know what we're picking and who's going where. And then seeing the day through, so whether it's rainy or super hot, we have to make sure staff and customers are getting what they need and comfortable doing it. So it's a lot of running around and just checking in with folks.
Now, this is Next Gen Farmers. Anyone who's listening to this, maybe a younger audience who might be listening to this interview, why would you suggest getting into agriculture?
I couldn't recommend it more, honestly. I had the pleasure of being an instructor in the agriculture leadership development course through Fanshawe. And I think there's so many opportunities in agriculture right now that aren't necessarily you being the farmer. And I think that's probably the biggest misconception. Is that, you know, you're the one in the field driving the tractors and doing all those sorts of things. And that's a wonderful part of it. And I think anybody who's interested should learn those trades, those skills as well, because we need people who are interested in that. But I think even more than that, the agriculture industry is a lot more expansive than people realize. Most recently, we were at a test site at my parents' farm in Omafra, and a couple other collaborators brought robots onto the farm to show how they could be weeding or dealing with pest control. And so when you look from the value add side of it, so whether it be what I do, which is a lot of the retailing and pick your own and those types of things, being on that side of things is kind of completely different. And then there's also all of the technical skills involved with a lot of the new technologies that are coming out. So robots in dairy or agriculture, a lot of mechanics and technicians are needed. So it doesn't need to be, you know, the man or woman standing in the field with a pitchfork that a lot of people think of. There's just so many really unique ways that you can get involved, whether it be that science or technology or math or marketing, that's a way to get involved with agriculture that's not necessarily what people traditionally think of. So I think that's the biggest opportunity and most wonderful, and I would really encourage anybody who hasn't thought of it to at least consider it, because there's a bright future for many folks in this industry.